Good morning, sir. I just got your number, and is this a government agency?
No, sir. It's private.
Okay. Well, I'm an air traffic control specialist. Like I say, I didn't have anywhere to report this. It happened about 2.5 months ago.
Uh-huh.
I was working on a mid-shift from midnight till 8 o'clock in the morning, and at about 2 or 2:30 that morning, there was an object from about the northeast part of from the northeast quadrant of our station. And it started flying. It was very high. I would say, oh, geez, over 30,000 at least. And it was moving and calculating with the time it took off from the northeast quadrant going southwest. It must have been doing at least close to 3,000 anyway, miles per hour. And then it stopped just about over the town of Bisbee, which is southwest of us.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, at that altitude, it must have been further southwest than Bisbee, but from my line of sight, it looked like it was over Bisbee. And it was sort of a, I wouldn't say green exactly, sort of like a dull green. And first thing I did, I called Fort Huachuca Base Operations, which is over there on the other side of Bisbee. It's Fort Huachuca Libby Army Airfield.
Uh-huh.
And asked him if he would check and see if he saw it. And, excuse me just a moment. 589er 2 Lima, Douglas, roger. The altimeter 3017. Okay, and I asked him to go outside and see if he could see it, you know, just about southwest of the Bisbee area there.
Right.
And he confirmed that he did see it. And I called up Albuquerque Center and asked him if he could pick up anything on the radar scope, and he said he did pick something up, but he thought it was a permanent echo. And then I checked with Tucson Approach Control, which is about 100 miles northwest of us here, and they said that it was out of their range. They couldn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, what I saw was this sort of dull green light, pretty big. I'd say it looked like... Jesus, I don't know what size, because like I say, it was very high, but it was moving about 3,000 miles an hour, and it stopped right over Bisbee. And about the only way I can describe it, what it did when it stopped over there, was, have you ever seen one of these bees or flies or something hanging over garbage that just buzz back and forth in one little erratic?
Yes.
Just going back like that. Well, that's the way it stayed there for a while. It must have stayed there for at least about, half an hour. And then it just zipped on southwest. I mean, it just flat moved out. I couldn't calculate any speed.
Okay,
that was about it.
When it came to a stop, did it appear to slow down or did it just stop abruptly?
It just stopped abruptly.
Uh-huh.
I was taking my weather observation, actually, at that time. We go outside. We have this little shack that we take our temperatures for dew point and all that stuff. And I looked up to see this judge's sky cover, and at first I thought it was a satellite, because we see them cross over once in a while, but it was too big. You could see a definite circle to it. I'm sorry, I have to ask you to wait a minute again.
Go ahead.
It says a 9638 Victor Douglas, go ahead. Niner 638 Victor Douglas, the Douglas area altimeter 3017. So, like I say, it was circular, or more or less, anyway, it looked like it. And then I just, as I was looking for the sky cover, I saw it coming on, and I just followed on through. It just looked kind of weird.
Were there any motions or maneuvers of any kind?
No, not when it first came out of the northeast. It just went in a straight line all the way down to stopping over in the southwest quadrant there over the area of Bisbee. But like I say, it had to be down further than that because of the my line of sight, you know, just...
Right.
But the only movement to it was when it stopped. It just started going back and forth like I described, like a fly or a bee or something over a...
Okay, any estimate of size at all?
Gee whiz, sir, I don't know. It was pretty big.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty big. It, from the altitude, I would say, Jesus, at least a couple hundred feet anyway in diameter.
Okay.
But it was definitely not atmospheric phenomena, because we've been trained for that stuff. And,
right.
Hold on just a minute. Douglas Flight Service, can you stand by one, please? Thank you. So anyway, that's about it, sir.
Okay. Do you know the date of that incident?
No, sir. I don't know exactly. Like I say, I was just, I just happened to see this letter that they sent to the chief over here on the UFO reporting. And I noticed your number there, so I said, what the heck, I'll report it.
Okay, about what time was it? Do you remember?
It's about 2 or 2.30 in the morning. 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock in the morning, because we go out and take our weather at that time.
But you figure about 2 months ago?
About two and a half months ago.
And you're going to Alaska?
Yep. At least they have trees up there, from what I heard.
Well, we'd appreciate hearing from you if you get anything up there.
Okay, sir, sure will.
Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Bye.